This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah, there you are, traveler. Come inside, hang up your coat, put your feet by the fire, and I shall bring you what you so desperately seek. Rude Tales of Magic.
Previously on Rude Tales of Magic, our heroes met the one and only Scrumfabulous, who sent them north to take care of some bandits in exchange for Albie's parents' freedom. The group snuck out of the Soaking Valley and have been traveling on foot through the teenage woods for 2 days, catching up on some much-needed rest. It's dusk now, and their destination is close ahead.
I spy with my little eye something that is blue.
Sky.
Ah, but it is an illusion, you see. There is nothing there. It is merely the refraction of light.
It's not the sky.
The sky is blue.
No. It only appears to be blue.
Okay.
What about
okay.
at night? It is quite black indeed.
What?
Or perhaps in a gray snow. The sky is not always blue.
Oh.
It's not the sky. You guys can ask me yes or no questions.
But I do want to bring up, what if the night sky is just a very dark blue? We think of it as black, yes. That's only because there's so much light poking through with the stars and moons. It could be a very dark blue, we just don't have the context to see.
But what about dawn? That's like orange and
that's my last
pink.
Name.
It can,
oh, yeah.
It can like,
yeah.
Listen, I'm not saying the sky can't change colors, but like typical
right.
sky, blue.
Blue. Yeah, you're right. It must be the sky.
Yeah.
It's not the sky.
Is it the hat that my little friend Flipcup is wearing?
No.
You've all seen his hat, right?
I didn't realize he was wearing a hat until
just
did?
Now. Well, let me show you all this little hat I made for him.
Is it me?
Is what you?
Is what is the blue thing used by me?
Oh, yeah, it is you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh.
Really?
What?
Really?
You? How did you even hear that from all the way up there?
I'm always paying attention to your lascivious eyes.
Sturf, quiet. Sturf, it's my turn. It's finally my turn.
Okay.
We've been playing for 2 days, and it hasn't been my turn yet. I spy with my little eye something blue.
Is it you?
No.
Is it your hand?
No.
Oh, is it the sky?
Yeah.
Well, that was a short round.
Okay, I spy.
Really good job, Cordelia.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, taking a... Sorry.
Popping in just as a DM for a second. The blue of the sky, we're getting now to dusk, so every passing minute the sky gets less and less blue.
Oh. Well, we already have a fire.
Are we stopping for food?
I was just gonna cook this little bird. I thought it was an egg. But we can stop for food and stop for rest if the party so approves of the suggestion.
Yeah, my
right.
feet are sore.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow.
Well,
like we're stopping.
Great. Then I can focus more on this egg. I want to make it perfectly right so that each of us can have a perfect 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, none for me, thanks. I don't eat meat.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. I knew that. I did know that.
I know you knew. It's
yeah,
fine.
I just forgot.
There's
I just flipping forgot.
Dude, it comes up every day.
Yeah,
wait. I don't talk about it that much, do I?
Well, I'm defending you.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm attacking you. Right?
Don't.
Right.
Okay, good job. You really saved the day. Thanks, Bello. He's a good defender. A paladin, if you will. Protecting a damsel in distress from my awful
insinuation. I'm not a damsel. I'm sorry I brought it up. but speaking of, meat and, like, murder, how
Go
do
on.
We feel about this mission?
Well, like, you want us to, right?
I do. I keep asking myself what Cretus would do in this situation.
Uh-huh.
But then that just makes me feel worse because of all the stuff that people are saying about Cretus lately.
Yeah.
Like, did you notice that everyone in that town had something bad to say about him? And they were kind of the same thing?
Refresh it.
They said that he was acting like an asshole and that he was, like, drunk and disorderly and that they had to kick him out of places. He got kicked out of the delighted wife and he got kicked out of Scrum's place.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if that's what you think, then that, like, none of us, we haven't talked about it without you.
But why are you saying
but
it like
so
that?
So if you think that...
No, but it sounds like you have talked
huh?
about it without
what?
Me.
No.
Bella.
No, I'm saying we didn't do that.
Okay, but...
But if you're drawing that conclusion on your own, then I don't know. Maybe he is washed up.
Well, I don't know what to think. Washed up?
Huh?
Oh, Bella, come
I didn't
on.
Think... I didn't say washed up.
Nobody's saying...
That's
say,
what you called him
say,
I, last
you
night.
You talk about
what?
Him.
Bella, are you serious?
Sorry.
I knew it. Your tail
Sorry.
Was twitching.
We had the same watch last night. What do you want from me?
That's
it came
you guys
up.
Hung out together last night without me?
Well, we were awake. We were back to back.
You were back to back? Everything's fine. Oh. I take out my pan flute and I just start tooting on it.
Hey.
Let's not worry about what other people think of your hero. What makes your hero this person that you desire to be? What do you find heroic and wonderful about Cretus?
Well, my goodness. Well, to start with, he sort of defined the way of the four elements. I mean, he was the first monk to harness the power of the four elements. I mean, that's incredible.
And you harness the four elements to hurt other people with just your hands and hooves, yes?
I mean, you go, like, on adventures, and then whatever happens on the adventure happens.
But you're not just chopping wood with your hands and your hooves.
You're
cracking skulls and such, yeah?
No.
With the four elements.
No, look, you could do stuff that doesn't hurt anybody.
You
like
can build stuff.
Like, watch this. Albi plants her hooves in the ground, and she focuses on a patch of earth a few feet away from her, and a small, sad face gets drawn as if by a finger in the loose dirt.
There is a violence in iconography, friend.
No!
There is a violence in iconography.
No!
You've just told all travelers to turn around because frown, frown, frown.
Wait, isn't it cool that I could do that? I molded the earth.
No, it's cool. It's
Wait,
cool.
Wait, sorry,
it's
hold on. Cool. Just DM popping in here. Stir Fry, did you just use Thieves' Cant? I think you just used Thieves' Cant.
Oh, by understanding the frown?
Yeah, the symbol of that.
Okay, sure.
Great.
Roll for
I just want to. No, you don't have to roll for that. That's maybe the second time in all of D&D that someone's used Thieves' Cant. Just wanted to make a note of it.
Wow, that's splendid.
And we're going to end it there.
Yeah, the show, no matter what happens from this point on, this was a success.
Hey, remember when I disengaged?
Yes.
Hey.
Very good.
Thank you.
Good.
We're all proud of you.
I mean, I couldn't do that until, you know, a little bit ago, and it's because I'm following in Cretus' footsteps. He made it possible.
You know, maybe people just say stuff about him because, like, you know, they're jealous, you know?
Yeah.
Like maybe maybe they're just trying to, like, bring him down a peg because they can only
so
use three elements
and
or
so
something.
Cool, right.
Yeah.
And
captures so much of your attention.
Yeah.
There was a dude in my frat who could eat, like, 12 cheeseburgers in a sitting.
Whoa.
And some people thought that was bad.
Was it
and,
that
like,
guy
said
we
he
met?
Had a problem, but I just thought it was cool.
Bello,
yeah.
Was it that guy we met?
Davo?
Yeah.
No,
from
no.
From the hole.
Davo had a weak stomach.
Oh, poor Davo.
He was a sickly boy.
Albie, if I may say, just because someone you used to look up to turned out to be a spineless, craven fool, does that mean you cannot improve
you
in your own way?
You are literally pointing at Frederick right
I'm
now.
I'm pointing at no one. There's no one there. Maybe I'm happening to point between the rib cages of some spineless fool. But just because...
Just grinning, oblivious.
just because someone lets you down does not mean you cannot be the best person you can possibly be, your best version of yourself at all.
That's just a lot, you know? It's just a lot. I'm, like, sort of slowly sitting down without realizing it. It's just a lot, you know? My parents and then Cretus and then going to kill these guys. And I don't know where my other siblings are and Casper. And I'm just... And I fall asleep very suddenly.
Well,
I take my winter blanket and I put it over her.
Aww.
Now that she's asleep, let's go back to it. Cretus. Oh, what a...
Hey.
I mean, you were saying it last night. You were saying it last night.
If you want to talk to someone about an issue that you're having with their, you know, thoughts or opinions, use your own opinions. Don't blame it on someone else. I wasn't ready to talk to her about that yet. I know it's very sensitive.
Sorry, it's just like all we could talk about last night, so I thought...
I know. It's weird. All I've ever heard is he's a legendary guy, and then it's clearly not true.
So this is a, you know, it's dusk. The sun is really, it's starting to go down. This is a spring night. It's still spring. It's a spring night in Cordelia, and we're in third month, which is a spring month. You guys were, you're about to, you know, it's about to be the end of this spring semester. A few fireflies sort of come out and gently land on, a few of them land on Albi, and they start lighting. It's a very pretty sight.
Oh.
Nice.
What's nice?
The little lightning bugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really nice, right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
A few more fireflies come out, and they're sort of landing and swarming. Not swarming, but that's negative. But there's just a bunch of lightning bugs sort of circling around Albi.
That's a lot.
They're sort of like, I mean, it's a lot, but like the gentle glow of their abdomens are sort of, they're illuminating her in a way that can only be described as cool. Best DM in the business.
The way the abdomens are lighting her is cool.
Oh, weird. Striffer, should we go get some berries? Should we see if there's foraging that we should do?
We'll get some, we'll get some berries.
Yeah.
Yeah, to put on the eggs.
Perfect. On berries, the fireflies, they sort of start to, they rise back up and they start to, I mean, it's probably, I'd say there's like 40 or 50 of them out right now, and they start to gently, almost like leading the way with their illuminated abdomens, they sort of fly slowly, almost like beckoning you into deeper into the woods.
Oh.
Should we follow those fireflies?
No. No, absolutely not.
Great, well, you can stay with Albi.
We all can.
Wait.
Have you never been in a wood before?
Yeah, I've been in a teenage wood.
Everything wants to kill you.
I grew up in the woods and I followed fireflies, so I'm going to do it again right now.
Very well.
I'm going to just check this out. Oh, wait, somebody needs to stay with Albi, though.
Yeah, Frederick.
Okay, Bello.
Oh, I'm definitely staying.
Well.
What? What? Oh.
Well, I guess we.
I have capabilities.
Of course you do.
But you know what?
It's going to do anything.
Maybe Bello stays too, right?
Yeah.
So you'll have to be someone to talk to.
Yes.
Since you're so desperate to have someone to hang out with and teach spells to. Mm.
We have some stuff we need to talk about. Sir Fry and I have stuff to talk about.
I'm sorry about the Cretus thing.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I should have been more explicit about what I did and didn't want shared.
Okay. All right, whatever. I'll stay here and not go on the adventure.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go find berries.
Okay, yay!
Okay, the fireflies sort of lead the way for you guys. They move gently, dodging in and out of trees, and they lead you about a... about 100 yards deeper into the woods. They lead you into a clearing where there are bushes full of berries. Once you get in there, the woods almost light up. There are hundreds of fireflies in this section of the woods who all they all light up and reveal there to be all manner of berries.
Oh. And can I discern that these are berries that are good to eat?
Roll a nature check.
Okay. 14.
Okay.
6.
Okay.
Nom 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 nom.
Lucky for you both, the you can so Stir Fry, what you can sort of discern is the better the berries, the brighter the area of fireflies. The fireflies seem to be telling you which berries are best to eat. And from what you know, you can also see some berries that are known to be toxic, and it is completely dark around them. The fireflies are only lighting the more delicious and healthier berries.
Stir Fry, look, there's dark ones over here.
Don't eat those.
What?
Spit it out. Make yourself vomit.
Make yourself vomit.
I didn't swallow anything. Blah.
So make yourself vomit. Let's see if you can do that.
No, gross.
No, come on, do it.
I don't want to.
It'd be helpful to know in the future.
Why would I voluntarily do that?
What if I accidentally poison you?
I'm also hungry. There's like, what?
I'm saying, what if I accidentally poison you?
Why?
It would be good to know that you could throw up if that
Let's just cross that bridge when we get to it.
Okay.
Goodness.
I just want to know what I'm working with.
Can we talk about it?
Do we want them to hook up or not?
Yes!
I don't know.
Don't you?
I want Albie to be satisfied.
Exactly.
That's what I want.
Exactly.
But I don't know if he is the one to bring her satisfaction.
Look, but we don't get to judge. It's the one that she wants.
No, I'm saying, but sometimes I know from
Look,
experience.
Look, we all make mistakes, I know.
Oh,
yes. We've all gotten into bad relationships.
Oh, don't you need... I
the fireflies sort of swell almost like to indicate that they're like laughing at that.
Oh. I mean,
these guys get it.
I have been in quite a few situations where things have not been reciprocal, if you know what I mean. Wait, what's
reciprocal?
Your... Reciprocal? Like things aren't shared.
It's I ask you a question?
Yes.
Did you kiss that elf in the house with Albie's parents?
Oh, baby.
Excuse you. Let's take one step back right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
Really?
Yo, yeah. She
you
was
did?
Into it. She was into it.
She had lipstick everywhere, though. You walked in, you had no lipstick.
I wipe it off my smooth beak. My beak is very smooth.
Wow.
Also, I kissed Wizardly, too. Did you see his chest?
I totally missed that.
It was humongous. I didn't get to touch it, but I did get to kiss him with my little beak.
Ah, man. You're getting it.
I'm getting it right now.
Dude,
who
this
do
is
you,
exciting.
Who do you like?
I don't know.
Do you like anyone? I feel like you've... Oh, I forgot. Long lost Blaine.
Oh. Yeah, but I think... That might have been a little bit of a cry for help because he was literally just a husk of a person.
Is that what you like? It's okay.
No,
we
I think
like
it,
weird
I think
stuff.
I'm just not looking for anything right now. So the only thing that my brain like attaches to is people who are clearly not like also ready for a relationship.
It's defensive.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. It's defensive.
Yeah.
It's defensive.
It's like this is safe because I'm not gonna like move forward with this person and you know create a commitment that's gonna be unhealthy or whatever.
Yeah.
But oh god, he was so cute.
Yeah.
He didn't really look like Ivan.
Yeah. Well, he. Yeah.
Did he?
He looked a little bit like Ivan.
I thought he looked different.
I've always said this. We all have different eyes. We all have different eyes. And this is what's interesting about people and creatures is that everyone's eyes look at different things. For example, I could look at this bear right here.
Yes.
I could look very similar to this bear right here.
Uh huh.
Now I can eat this one.
And I'll eat this one.
And wait.
What?
Which one? You ate the other one?
Yes.
Throw up.
What?
Throw up.
No!
I was doing a representation that one was poisonous, one was not
poisonous.
I thought
we were both eating a berry!
Did I give it to you?
Yes!
Throw up! I start punching you in the chest.
Oh,
throw up! Throw up!
What's happening?
Throw up!
What are you doing?
I jump up, I jump up to get eye level. Throw up! Throw up!
Alright, I'm gonna just shove you back in the chest.
Wait, Cordelia, can you roll a constitution saving throw?
Yeah. 8. Ooh.
You feel disgusted by this berry. As soon as it goes down, it just shoots right back up. You do throw it up.
Yes!
All over. It goes all over Stir Fry.
Yes! Flip Cup! She's throwing up! Eat the vomit!
Flip Cup opens his mouth and toxic vomit just goes right
in. No! Stir Fry! Get him out of there.
Oh, you're right.
It's poison.
Stir fry. You're right. Flip Cup, eat some fireflies. I throw him into the air.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Flip Cup just like opens his mouth and a few fireflies go in there. You see almost like the like E.T. chest. Like you see them sort of like glowing from within him.
Cool. And then I see that and then I just grab some fireflies and I eat them too.
Okay, great.
Oh,
can you roll a roll constitution?
13.
Okay, they taste like shit.
Oh, bah, bah.
You don't throw them up, though. It just, like, is bad.
This is the worst.
I want to do it, too. It's always fun to learn a new flavor.
Okay, great. They taste like shit.
Disgusting.
Oh.
And it could be saved with nothing. And now I know.
Give me some of those good berries.
Yes, here you go.
What was your point about eyes?
Oh, I forget. I'm talking nonsense.
The fireflies that remain, they seem, like, completely not bothered by what you did to them. The hundreds of fireflies that remain sort of gently seem to be leading you guys back out the way you came.
Here, grab some of these and let's get out of here.
Okay. I guess all I was trying to say is that, I don't know, everyone's different. And what I wanted to say is, look,
Just because Albie wants him doesn't mean it's right. Also, I don't think he's ready for it. I feel like if he actually liked it, he'd hurt her. But I don't know. Maybe he wouldn't. He's a good guy. He's a pretty good guy.
As you walk, you notice that you're actually, you don't seem to be being led actually back the way you came. You can't quite tell. It seems like you were going back the way you came, but it's like you took a left or something. Something is like a little off and you can't quite tell where you are. You're in like sort of a thicker part of the woods now. The fireflies slowly, one by one, but it's happening pretty quickly, even though I just said slowly. They start to turn out one by one as it gets darker and darker.
Did we take a wrong turn?
Well, if I remember, we just followed them.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Well, that's... Okay, I guess it's just darker because it's night?
Yeah, but yes, of course it's darker because it's night, but...
Almost all of the fireflies have gone out at this point, and you notice the ambient frog croaking and cricket chirping has also come to a stop.
I have devil's sight.
Great.
Which is darkness up to 120 feet.
Okay.
So I can see what's going on. Is it just woods and like normal woodland creature-y?
Oh, hell no, it isn't.
Oh.
absolutely not.
Okay.
You're going to be glad you had this because what you see in front of you seems to be some sort of like breathing mound. It seems to be, it's pretty big. It seems to be about like 30 feet long. You can't quite, you can discern its shape, but it is now dark enough. And because your eyes were getting adjusted to the brightness that the fireflies were providing, it's a little harder to tell quite what it is, but something is big and breathing in front of you, but it also appears to be like laying down.
I'm gonna drop all the berries, grab Sir Fry's hood of his cloak so he stops, and then put my hand over his beak. Sir Fry, there's something up there. I'm gonna let go. Just don't say anything, okay? And I let go.
What was it?
Oh, come on, my God. Okay,
with that, you see, it starts to stir, and there's like a very, very deep, deep growling.
Oh, God. Should I keep it down? Fucking yes. Are you kidding me? I dropped all the...
What the fuck?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Wait, let's just take...
Let's
take some steps. Oh, my God. I'm going to start taking steps back.
I'm starting to pick it up a little bit.
No, I'm holding onto the hood of your cloak and just pulling you backwards.
So Flipcup can tell that Sir Fry is agitated and having imprinted on him. Flipcup, who has no idea what you're saying in common, just starts to scream, "What's happening? Is somebody coming? Who's coming? Is it my father who made me with his gum?"
Flip cup.
This screaming is enough. It is loud enough. Whatever this thing was, it begins to stir. All at once, every single firefly in the area turns back on to very quickly illuminate a manticore! A massive, way bigger than a normal size lion. But in the middle of its enormous mane is a normal size human face.
Ew.
The face
fucking cats.
The face fucking looks at you blankly with like dead, almost non-sentient eyes.
Do manticores have wings?
This one sure does.
Oh, great. Good.
Giant fucking bigger than any you've ever seen in your life bat wings unfurl. It is circled by, it is like a Broadway stage show lighting situation on this thing. That's how many lightning bugs are like all directing onto this thing as the manticore reveals itself. You still can talk to animals, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say it's going then because you hear the manticore shout, "The manticore!"
It's a manticore.
Why didn't you tell me?
Oh my God. Do you know anything about manticores?
No.
Okay, hang on a second. A Sasquatch and a Kenku!
There's a moment where the manticore stops and considers you. It unhinges its jaw and opens its like human-sized mouth way wider than you thought it would have been able to.
Oh,
you
no.
could fit down this thing's throat. It's unhinged its
no,
jaw.
No, thank you.
This is like a boa constrictor unhinging its jaw. You see it has rows and rows of fucking shark teeth in there. And, I don't know, 10, 20 times louder than before, it shouts manticore at you again. You know what? I'm going to let you stir-fry. You can take an action right now.
I'm going to mimic the roar back at it.
Okay.
So,
oh, yeah, you're a Kenku. This is interesting what happens here. You roar. All you know you're doing is roaring. Cordelia, what you hear is the same manticore sound that was just the word manticore coming out of Stir Fry now.
Oh, do you speak manticore? Why didn't you say something?
No, I can repeat what people say. I'm a Kenku.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, all eyes are on Stir Fry. But unfortunately, two of those eyes are the manticore's eyes. It's looking right at you, and it's going to take... With its unhinged jaw, it's going to lunge forward and take a bite at you.
Okay,
it's going to miss. It snaps its mouth shut, and it's you can see its jaw almost like working back into its neck as its mouth goes to back to normal human size.
Okay, so Cordelia has a sense. She's been listening to Albie a lot, and she's going to try not to actually like kill the animal. So she puts her hands up. She starts, flames come out of her hands.
Uh-huh.
She holds them together in like a fan, but it's over to the like far side away from the exit where Stir Fry and Cordelia came in.
Okay, cool.
So she fans towards the trees, which likely catch on fire.
You fan it out, the flames hit the trees, start to burn. Stir Fry, what are you going to do?
I'm going to take out my crossbow and shoot it right into its mouth.
Okay, great. Yeah, you're going to hit it right in the mouth for, 12 damage. You hit it in the mouth, hit it almost like sideways. Not sideways, you hit like the sort of the side of the mouth, like up around like the corner of this thing's mouth. It opens its jaw again and looking at you. It sort of unhinges its jaw again and like moves it up into an underbite and sort of like bites up around its lip. And scrapes down, like cutting its own face. But it looks at you the entire time, and when its mouth drops back down, the arrow is sort of swallowed back into it. It looks directly at you, and it's going to take a swipe at you.
Okay.
Got a critical fail. so it's going to take a swipe at you, and in swiping at you, it is going to hit the fire, and sort of its paw starts burning for 4 damage. Okay.
How tall is Stir Fry?
Between 3.5 and 4.5.
So Cordelia wants to create a minor illusion that looks just like Stir Fry. And she has like a 5-foot cube to do it, but that's running in the other direction.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, again, away from where we would want to backtrack out.
So she has a 5-foot cube to do it in. Stir Fry could fit into a 5-foot cube, I think.
Exactly.
She's going to cast this, and what she's going to cast is an illusion of Stir Fry running what is contained in the cube. So it's almost like a, just like an animation cycle or like a run cycle.
Great.
Just stationary that just looks like Stir Fry running away.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Okay, great. As soon as you do this, through the trees bursts, in order, Bello, Albie, and bringing up the rear, here comes Frederick.
Cordelia!
Albie!
Hey!
Stir Fry.
Albie rushes through the flaming trees and sees Cordelia and Stir Fry being threatened by this creature that she's never seen before. She says, "Step away from them!" and thrusts her fist forward, shooting a blast of compressed air that spirals out from the center of her fist and hits it squarely in the chest.
Great! It fucks this thing up. That hurts bad. But more than that, what sucks about it is all that oxygen just flying at a burning fist all of a sudden really lights it up. Things are really... I mean, it's like noon bright in this little clearing in the forest now with all the fireflies and the fire fist and all. It's shit's bright in here. All right, Bello, I'm going to throw it to you next.
Bello casts Entangle, causing sprouting, writhing vines to rise from the ground directly beneath the manticore.
They sprout. They writhe. Every single person in the affected area passes their strength saving throw, and all they do is sprout and writhe. Looks cool as shit. Doesn't affect anybody.
Albie goes,
oh. All right. Yes, let's try to incapacitate the creature. I wind my bony fingers up into intricate triangles, circles, and squares, and shoot a dazzling array of colors in a spray into the creature's face. I hope to blind him.
Colors and shapes, they fly at the manticore. Perhaps because Frederick, as we'll recall, only has one hand at this point. He did lose his right hand in prison, which we all remember happened. Because of this, perhaps the manticore is just too fucking strong, the manticore is not blinded. It is delighted by the colors, though, and begins to head towards Frederick.
Stir Fry jumps forward with his knife with an attempt to smash it into its paw, trapping it to the ground. But at first, He misses and goes between the fingers. And then tries again and goes between the other fingers. And then he goes, it's just not my lucky day. And then flips into a rock nearby out of the side of the manticore.
Into a rock?
On the other side
of the rock. Killing himself instantly. Okay, I'm just fucking with you. Okay, great. The fireflies follow and sort of like light up the rock, casting a giant stir-fry shadow.
So he's not hidden. Okay.
They're following you.
Yeah.
The manticore unhinges its jaw and charges forward at Frederick, and almost playfully it takes a bite at him. It doesn't quite get all of him, though. It gets, there's a bunch of rows of teeth there. I'd say about 40 or 50 teeth scrape you, doing 5 damage to you.
Ah!
The sound is awful. It's like nails on a chalkboard as the teeth sort of scrape across the bone.
Teeth scrape bone.
Mr. DeBonesby! It's different. Not anymore.
All right, it's Allie's turn.
I'm going to try to do what DeBonesby did, assuming that I can likely do it as well. I can't, so I'm just going to cast Minor Illusion, which is going to flow colors out about 5 feet in front of me, and then it's going to stop. Not going to do anything.
Okay, great. You did get the manticore's attention, though. It is paying attention to that now, and it sort of this thing moves fast. It very quickly wheels around and looks at you, again, with, like, dead eyes, but it is looking right at you.
Oh, are we doing anything, Mr. DeBonesby?
Oh, my spell didn't work.
Mine didn't either. Same thing.
Not quite.
As LB thrusts her arms towards the manticore, the fire swirls from the manticore's paw up towards the manticore's face, and especially its mucous membranes.
Incredible. As you do that, the fires do. You do spread the fire. The fires start to spread up the manticore's arm and neck towards its face. It shrieks and shouts something that only Cordelia can hear, which is, "Manticore! Manticore!" As it stands onto its hind legs and it stretches its arms out, trying to get its burning arm away from its face to keep itself safe. As it stands up, it reveals its giant uncut dick to you guys. It is, this thing has a human face, lion body, bat wings, human dick.
No.
But as big as any of you. Oh,
I've never seen a human dick.
Flap.
A dick as big as me.
Now you all have. Everyone gets 100 experience points. Seeing a dick as big as a man.
We don't want them.
Give them back.
Yeah.
Just
level
flapping,
down.
Flapping in the breeze. Too late. You can't unsee it. Flapping in the breeze. As that happens, the manticore starts to sort of swat at nothing, sort of spreading the fire. Fire doesn't actually hit any trees or find any purchase on anything, but the fire is now... fire's feeling a little less controlled now.
Well, I suppose we're cooking dinner out here then. And I unleash burning hands. A flame of fire dances across the manticore's wiener for 6 damage.
Cool. You do 6 damage to the manticore's wiener. It burns up the wiener and is like put out really quickly. Seems like the wiener's wet. It
maybe, damp taint.
Ew.
Well, maybe it just pissed or just fucked or something. But like the dick's wet.
Jesus, Branson.
What?
Branson.
What? I took half damage. I need a reason.
Yeah. Frederick turns.
You guys backed me into a You guys backed me into a corner. Got a wet dick.
I didn't do it.
And no other choice.
I'm so excited about this corner.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't like the corner, but I didn't find my own way here.
Frederick turns around to the rest of the group and kind of shows like, "I'm so sorry. It's just it was such a big target. I couldn't help it. I should have gone for the face.
No, I
but
get
I had this
it. We
big glistening bratwurst, and I'm making this cooking joke, and I'm just I just couldn't help it.
No, that was the most I've ever related to you.
And Stir Fry is like smiling to himself. It's like, that was very funny.
Cool. As Frederick is sort of explaining what happened, an unfamiliar voice calls from the forest. You've never heard this voice before. Calls from the woods as you guys hear, "Hey, my name is Cum Dangle, and this is Circumcising the Beast." You hear I don't know what other way to describe it other than you hear a familiar riff. As a tall orc is thrown from the trees, holding a broadsword. He fucking nat 20s his acrobatics check and just sort of tears across the manticore's dick, performing a beautiful bris on the thing, just like cutting its foreskin, which lands in a wet heap on the ground. He rolls and sort of like runs off into the other direction, into the woods. The manticore shrieks. And in manticore language, you hear it shout, "Manticore! Manticore!" It with its paws, it sort of like grabs at its foreskin and like pulls it to itself, and its wings extend and it flies off.
What? Oh,
Bello stands there and sort of rubs his foot in the dirt and says under his breath, "Oh, that dude took my move."
Stir fry.
Right here, Mr. Bonesby. Stir fry at your service.
Stir fry, what exactly is it that I'm looking at on my computer screen here?
Well, I am happy to explain. This is the Rude Tales of Magic Patreon. You see, if you play a little money, you get many special Rude Tales of Magic goodies.
Pay a little money, but Rude Tales of Magic is already a fantastic free podcast. Why should I pay money?
Well, 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 Mr. Bonesby, I'm about to make your day splendissimo. You see, if you can get access to the Discord where many people are talking and having a great time about many a thing, and you get secret bonus episodes of the cast talking about the show and the cast playing different special games.
Let me take a look at that.
Yes?
My word. It's a whole other podcast of content. The cast talks about the episodes out of character? The characters? New games? New shows? This is incredible content! There's artwork, exclusive, access to live shows! Stirfer, I dare say you may have done something quite well here, subscribing to this Rude Tales of Magic Patreon, and the listener can too.
Of course, Mr. DeBonesby. I hope everyone is as intelligent as you. And goes on the Patreon.
Show it to the next, try again.
Bello yells out, "Hey, come!"
There's silence.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Silence for a moment, and then from the woods, you hear the voice shout back, "Yeah, what's up?"
"Dude, I was about to do that."
An orc with human teeth. Pause. An unsettling sight indeed. Pokes his head out of the woods and says, "Excuse me?"
"Like, I was like, my scimitar was drawn. It was like, you kind of blew up my spot.
You were gonna cut the beast?"
"Yeah."
"All right." He goes in for like a hug. "My man.
I mean, I gotta respect what you did. It was awesome."
"Yeah, game recognized. Yeah, game. Yeah, very, yeah, nice. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah."
I meanwhile rolled a natural 20 and also wanted to inspect Firefly.
Yeah, go for it. Okay, you can tell for sure. You, in rolling a natural 20, you get like a handful of Fireflies.
Uh-huh.
And you can tell something, an individual Firefly seems to just be a little stinker, but together they seem to have a sort of a hive mind.
Okay.
You could tell, I get a natural fucking 20, you can tell. These things seem to have had, you can sort of discern that they seem to have had some sort of deal with the Manticore that's like, we bring it to you, we eat whatever's left over.
Oh, whoa.
Mm. All right.
I grab her hand. Don't eat them. They taste disgusting.
I don't eat meat.
Are insects meat?
Maybe I do bring it up a lot.
No.
Come look, sorry. Right. Hey, perhaps I can help over here. Oh. Insects are meat.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, thanks, dude.
Are we anytime. On camera?
Pardon?
Are we
no,
on
no, you're not.
Visual?
You're not on visual anything. We're
is
just
anyone
doing this...
painting us?
No, nobody's painting
for
you.
For an audience at home?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
We just do this for fun. Guys, boys!
Yes.
Boys. No, not you. My boys. Boys, come out here.
You got boys?
Oh, I got a ton of boys who you're all about to meet.
Oh, what was his name again? Come what?
Come Dangle?
I wrote it down. Don't worry.
Okay. When I say the boys, I mean our backing band. This is Shitty and the Boys. Three goblins come out. He's like, I can never tell which is which, but we got Shitty here. I think this is the one on banjo. He plays a goblin, comes out on banjo, a banjo about the size of him, and plays a little riff, the same riff as before. He goes, we got this guy. I think this one's Wipe here on horn. He's got a big horn that's about the size of him. He comes out of the woods. He goes, and this has got to be Flush. And another one comes out with a little mouth harp. He goes, play them in, boys. We're going to intro everybody. Shitty and the boys, they like, sort of nod and they acquiesce as they play the theme. Come Dangle starts clapping as three more orcs emerge from the trees. One of them comes out. He goes, all right, up here we got Rodeo. This guy used to work as a rodeo clown, which is why he got a clown makeup tattooed on his face. He looks like the damn Joker. I don't have that as a reference point, but audiences at home will. A sort of older-looking orc comes. I mean, he's probably like 10 years older than the other one. He comes out. He's definitely got a clown makeup tattooed on his face. He's got really, like, his arms are too long. It looks, like, bad. He comes out. He starts clapping, too. He goes, all right, next up, we got Ruined Man. This is a skeletal orc with, this is me describing this, not Cum Dangle here. A skeletal orc with dark circles under his eyes. He's hairless and trembling. You can just tell visually he has nothing to live for. And he goes, here we go. Audience favorite, Thick Jame. The biggest of the bunch. This is like, when you think of an orc, this is who comes out now. A big-ass orc. He's got a thick neck. This guy's living thick as hell and twice as well. He comes out. He's got bit. That is a... Corey Palmer, if you're listening, I took that turn of phrase from you. This is a... he's got real thick arms, real thick chest, real thick legs, real narrow feet. seems he shouldn't be able to stand, but my man is doing it. Cool, they all come out and Come Dangle says, like, yeah, we just love to do fucking insane shit in the woods. I guess you guys do too, right?
Are they all circumcisions?
Excuse me?
Are they all circumcisions?
No, this one was a circumcision.
So you guys just, like, hang out in the woods and do, like, cool shit?
Yeah, pretty much. Just Cum saying this.
Dude, that's so cool.
I pull Bello aside really quickly. You don't think these are the bandits, do you?
I don't know. We're not at the keep.
But we're in the direction of the keep, right?
We're in the direction of the keep.
What's like a cool way to ask?
Hey, question for you guys.
The rodeo looks at him and says, yeah, Gov, what's up?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
Do you by any chance know this guy like...
Scrumfabulous.
Yeah, I think his name was Scrumfabulous.
Yeah, he's definitely Scrumfabulous you're talking about. The man's bad news. Why, you ask?
Oh, just because, like, we know he has, like, a castle up north somewhere?
Yeah, you're not far from it. We know the way.
Oh, cool. Have you heard anything about, like, bandits up around there?
Fuck yeah, I have. There's a group of bandits in there right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Took it over.
Want to do something crazy and weird?
Ruined Man looks right at you, and he says,
yeah, we want to behead the leader of the bandits.
Yeah, let's... What are you, okay.
You want in?
Come Dangle gets in between you guys. Like, whoa! Whoa, careful. I want you to be careful what you say to Ruined Man.
Why?
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 If you put an idea in Ruined Man's head, that idea is going to come to fruition.
Do you know Cretus?
Yeah, I know Cretus.
Can Ruined Man bring him to me?
Ruined Man, like, no! Oh, God, no! Come Dangle is, like, really frustrated by this, and Ruined Man, he's, like, Ruined Man just sort of nods and walks off.
Whoa.
One direction into the woods. Dangle looks at you. What are you doing?
I don't know. I couldn't help it.
Are you serious? He's going to do that now.
Really?
You gotta wait here. He's going to. I don't know how many years that's gonna take.
We can't wait here.
What? Well, then why did you do that?
I don't know.
Why would you open that door?
Why did you give
Bella
us such
runs
a
out
treat?
After Ruined Man.
Okay, great. Yeah, he's gotten like 10 feet.
Hey.
What?
Don't do that.
He, like, nods and, like, starts walking back in
hey,
the other direction.
Bello grabs Ruined Man by the shoulder.
He looks at you. What?
Hey, you're pretty cool. Like, take care of yourself, man. Take better care of yourself.
Ruined Man looks at you and he says, that's the one thing I won't do, bitch.
That's legit.
Yeah, I gotta admit that's legit.
Sorry.
Come Dangle looks at Bello like, yeah, I knew you were cool.
Yes.
Don't do that shit again.
Yes.
I won't.
So what's all this shit about Scrum Fabulous?
He has my parents. And to save them, we have to bring him the head of the bandits. The leader of the bandits.
A murderer's errand.
Sure. Yeah, it sounds pretty standard.
Yeah, but it's kind of like an impossible position for us because we don't like love killing strangers.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Not at all.
Okay, I gotta say, I don't love killing strangers either. It sounds like some of your party does. I don't see what the problem is here.
You're right.
It seems pretty open and shut to me.
Do you have any advice or anything? Or
tips?
I mean, I guess I would say the keep itself, you're in a weird position from here to there. It's going to be a little tough to get to.
Oh, how come?
Well, it's just like, it's upstream.
Oh.
You guys have been following the K River, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you lead the way, I'll give you some berries.
Okay, you guys want to do the hole challenge?
Yes.
What hole?
That's part of the hole challenge.
I think we want to eat and rest.
You don't have to do these stunts if you don't want to. You don't have to do anything you guys don't. We're not going to make you guys do these. We do these for our own benefit. If you guys want to come back with us, we live behind a waterfall.
Oh, let's go behind the waterfall.
Yeah. Wait. What's it called? Do you call it the nest?
No.
Okay, good. We just have a policy against going back to guys' places if it's called the nest.
Oh, that is cool. A rule. Wait, but guys.
We're going to do the whole
challenge.
We have to.
My parents.
But we have to rest anyway.
We have to rest anyway.
We're going to be safer with Thick Jame anyways.
And not to mention Rodeo and Ruined Man.
Each of them nod in turn.
Don't forget Cum.
And of course, Shitty and the Boys. We love them all.
Hold on. That just felt suspicious. All of our names repeated back to us like that.
Oh, that's something that I learned. I had to go to school for manners and such, and I was taught a way to make people to like you is to make sure that you remember their name and say it back to them. It makes them feel special and important, no matter what your intention.
Or in your case, suspicious.
Cum looks at you. There's like a glimmer of recognition that, like, I don't know if any NPC has had for Frederick so far. We go, my man, that is sad as fuck.
Well, that's your opinion, Cum, and I respect it.
Yes, this is fun. Let's go to the waterfall. These are our friends now. Hooray!
All right, we're back at the, we're at the, you guys are at the waterfall. They've led you, it's a little like half mile journey from here. It's in the K River. You have been going upstream of the K River, and you've hit now a waterfall. It takes up the entire river. Cum leads you and all of the boys into, just back, you follow a path of rocks, slippery rocks. He's like, hey, watch your feet here. It gets a little slippery.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks,
he leads you behind the waterfall, and you see a enormous, what seems to be like crashed, like Fitzcarraldo size ship that had been like sort of collected up and put behind the waterfall. It's like a makeshift like clubhouse.
Oh, cool!
This is so sick.
Yeah.
Watch out! There are booby traps literally everywhere. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh,
dude, you guys are wild.
Yeah.
Cool, Bella. I'm gonna have you roll a dex saving throw.
19.
All right. He's very impressed. Like, whoa, Bella. You look down and you have been walking across a tightrope. You just nailed it. You got a 19. You've been doing really well. You look down. There's a pit beneath you. He goes, that's what we call the shit pit.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, that's right. All right, everyone else, follow this path right to the side of it. you all walk to the side. He goes, all right, this room, we got a guest room here. You guys can just crash the night if you want.
Thanks, dude.
You guys need food or anything?
Yes. Yes, please. Okay. Please.
You want hilarious food or normal food?
I want vegetarian food.
Vegetarian food.
Yeah.
Great, it's all vegetarian.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Does hilarious food taste good?
No.
Okay, I'll take
normal. Sorry, not hilarious for you. Hilarious for us watching you eat it.
I'll have normal food, but also just, I don't know, this is kind of a weird question, sorry. Do you guys have, like, any Beer?
Yes, we do.
Hey, hey, my man.
My man. Thick Jane puts a tiny little hand on your shoulder and goes, my man.
Ah.
Ruin Man puts a hand on your shoulder and says, help me.
Normal food, please.
Okay, great. Shitty and the boys bring you out a platter of vegetarian options. It's there's a bunch of we established that bugs are bugs count as meat, so mm-hmm. there's no bugs.
Good.
It's all different. There's like there's a bunch of like root vegetables and sort of it's a bunch of salad options and beer.
Albie is piling up a plate and just like going to town grabbing huge amounts of everything.
Stir Fry is eating ingredient by ingredient one at a time, and he's sipping the beer.
Is there honey in this? Is there a taste of honey in the beer?
Thick Jane looks right at you, goes, that's honey you're tasting.
My man!
As well as? And everyone looks expectantly.
I sip again.
There you go. Piss!
I do a backflip in joy. I love that. Yeah.
They all like dance, like putting their arms up and down. We put piss in his cup because we knew he'd be cool.
You guys are fun.
But the others are fine.
The others are fine.
Okay.
All right. I have no choice but to trust you. I shall drink your lager.
They all look at you expectantly. There's like a little drum roll.
I'm suspicious of the drum roll.
They look at you. They're all nodding.
Well, you've already done the joke on the bird. I'll drink it, and I'll feel fine. Can I take a sip?
All right, roll a constitution.
Nat 20.
All right. Oh. In that case, the joke is that there's no piss in yours. It was the expectation.
Oh, you got me. And this is a perfectly nice drink. Thank
That's
you.
That's right. We are rowdy men, but good.
A huge cartoon question mark is above Stir Fry's head. He doesn't get the joke.
Thick James sort of takes you aside. He goes, all right, my man. That one, I admittedly, is a little strange. But what happened here is you weren't expecting piss in yours, right?
Right.
So Frederick was expecting piss in his, right?
Right.
So it's funny that you weren't expecting piss.
Right.
And so we just sort of inverted the joke for Frederick.
Right.
Do you like it or not like it? Be honest with me.
I just think it's just not my thing, I think.
Not your cup of tea?
It's just not my cup of tea.
I gotta be honest. I fought tooth and nail against that joke. I wanted you both to drink piss.
I think that... See, that's funny. That's
it's very
funny.
That's what's funny.
That's comedy. I think a berry.
Don't offer me a berry. I have one rule. I have like 100 rules, but the only one you know about is the berry.
How many more rules?
Oh, I don't know. Don't kill an innocent person.
Oh.
As I said, we're rowdy men, but good.
Yeah, that's I've killed innocents before.
You have?
Yes.
I don't like that.
I'm sorry.
I gotta be honest. You're sorry? Just because of that?
Yes.
Stand up for yourself.
I haven't done it in a while.
Huh. He thinks about that and walks away.
I've had a long life.
All right, they leave you to your room. You guys are all collected in a room. The quarters are cramped, and there is one big bed for everybody, but it's, you know, it's better than sleeping outside.
We've been in this situation before.
How should we, Albie's, like, getting dry mouth. How should we, on the bed, how should we be?
Sleep. We should be asleep.
No, that's a good idea.
For
Let's
sure,
sleep
but, like,
in the bed,
yeah,
Bello.
Yeah. What?
No,
well, no. Stir Fry, don't laugh. You're going to sleep under the bed.
Enough. There's no question about that. I'm always sleeping under the bed.
No, I mean, like...
Bello takes off his shirt and lies down on the right side of the bed and just says, guys, I'm just so tired. You guys can figure it out. I'm just going to sleep here.
Frederick was already there, and he says, exactly.
Wait, where was Frederick?
On the left side of the bed.
On the left side,
and
you're on the
Bello?
Right.
I guess I'm next to... Frederick.
Yeah.
So you're spooned in.
Let's fourth edition this. Like, where exactly on the grid is everybody?
Albie is standing like by the bed, not on it, and she is clutching her tunic like around her midsection and just wide-eyed staring at the bed trying to decide what to do.
Oh man, I would take the next spot, but I just ate some of these bad berries and I threw up, so I should really be on the outside of the bed. You should be on the inside.
Oh.
Okay, good night. I got on the, like, far side, on the, what? Right side of the bed.
Okay, the, at at this moment, the door swings open, and Ruined Man is standing in the doorway. Like, but where will Stir Fry sleep? All eyes are on Stir Fry at this moment. Wherever will it be? Because where Stir Fry sleeps determines where Albie sleeps.
Why are you doing this?
He looks at you sadly. I do not know.
Well, I said before, and I say it again. Stir Fry sleeps under the bed. Under the bed, la la la. Under the bed, la 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 la. Down where it's drier, not that much higher than where.
Fuck yeah! Stir Fry is good now.
My man, you rule. He crawls under their bed, he turns his pot up, his frying pan upside down, puts a little blanket over it, and lies down.
Okay, cool. As you lie down, you see Shitty and the boys is also already under the bed.
Oh, he's my looking.
Gosh. He's looking right at you, and he says, "Wanna trade dreams?"
Jesus. Yes. Yes, I do.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You cannot unring this bell.
Ding dong, baby.
There we go.
Okay. You both fall asleep, and this is going to be a separate one shot for Tim.
Okay. So everyone settled in the bed?
Yep.
All right, so Albie, does a very loud, audible swallow nervously, and then, takes off like.
So you gulp?
Yeah.
Cool. You hear from the room over, you hear Cum say, "What the hell was that?" And you hear Rodeo say, "Oh, sounded like a gulp." Thick James says, "That echoed through the entire house."
Albie has layered tunics. She takes the topmost tunic off very quickly as if she's changing before a swim meet. Like moving as sort of stealthily as she can, creeps over the like foot of the bed, and like squirms and inches her way between Bello and Cordelia, and her heart is pounding. And just as she like lands in position, her stomach audibly gurgles.
Cool. You hear from the other room, come shouts, "Now, what the hell was that?" Rodeo responds like, "I could be wrong, but I'm thinking that was a stomach gurgle." Thick James responds like, "I'll tell you what, it echoed through the whole damn house." It sounds like they're high-fiving, but you can't be sure.
Albie mutters under her breath to herself, "I hate them."
Are you on top of the covers?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because, yeah, Frederick made sure to get under the covers, so just his skull, his grinning skull, that you can't tell if it's awake or asleep, is just, like, on the top of the covers at the pillow.
Looks like a fucking mob threat.
Are you facing Bello?
Just facing,
or are you facing the outside?
Facing upward.
Facing up. Yeah, which directions are Bello and Cordelia facing in?
Cordelia's facing out, for sure.
So she's facing away from Albie.
Away from Albie.
Bello is facing towards Albie.
Albie lays there for a second, just sort of like holding her breath, and then she like sort of shakes her own head like, "Why am I about to do this?" And then her hand like very slowly like creeps up towards her own shoulder, and then like her hand is like tucked into her shoulder, and then she just angles her hand so that her pointing index finger sort of barely touches Bello's shoulder.
Smash cut to the next morning. You're in the exact same position.
So
Albie, yeah, full
asleep.
8 hours just like that.
Albie is asleep with her finger on touching like the tips of the hairs on Bello's shoulder.
Oh my god.
Cool, you hear a you hear Thick James shout, "I shot it with a gun!"
What's a gun?
Thick James sort of like, open the thing where it's like, "It's this, it's this thing we invented. You want to see?"
Yeah. And I leap out of bed.
I also leap out of bed.
Frederick's already been up. He's just standing in the corner.
Blair Witch. Are you facing the corner or facing them?
Facing them.
Okay, cool.
You're up.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Your wig looks flawless.
Thank you.
Wait, is Bella still in the bed?
Yeah.
Bella
is sort of like very groggily, sort of like coming to consciousness.
The bed is perfectly made next to Bella where yeah. Busby was.
Perhaps for a very brief amount of time.
Albie sort of, her eyes dart back towards the bed and then out towards where everybody was going to check out the gun. And she's like, oh, I forgot my tunic. And then she like makes a big, like long production of grabbing her tunic from the ground and like sort of like starts pulling it over her head and then like looking at the bed a little longer to see if Bella's moving at all.
Cordelia and Busby are just also watching this.
Albie looks at them and then blushes. And then
Shitty pokes his head out from under the bed. He's looking at you too, and Shitty says, I had the strangest dream.
You did?
I'm going to become a chef.
Oh.
He walks out like from under the bed, sort of in a daze. And just like, he's not even like taking you guys in, he just walks out.
Stir-Fry follows him with like bloodshot eyes.
You take the equivalent of 6 damage in like, that's how bad the dream was.
I've never had a cigarette before.
Yeah.
But I take out a cigarette and I stand by the window and let it and go. Fucked up shit. I don't like that one bit.
Albie walks over to Stir-Fry and sort of puts her hand out to like kind of ask for the cigarette.
He passes it to her. He passes it to her, but he's like not really registered that she's.
Yeah, Albie takes a drag and blows out the window. And is just like, I just, why did I do that with my finger?
Why did I say?
Did
that?
He feel?
Why agree to trade?
It was kind of beautiful.
Keep your dreams.
But why did I do it?
I'm gonna go see a gun.
Bello is now sitting up and is getting out of bed.
Good morning.
Hey, morning.
Hi, good morning. We slept in the same bed. And I run out of the room.
Hey, how you folks? It's your main man, Branson Reese, here to read you some more Elf Lord names. That's right. We got our first Elf Lord name right here. This is Coco G, and we want to thank you so much. And oh, we love you. Gonna give a big old Elf Lord thank you to Brenna Hillier. You know, I would be remiss if I did not thank Da Bug Man, also known as Bevan Catone, a.k.a. Splooty Gooters in the Discord. That was 3 names, each of them a delight to say. And, you know, when it comes to Elf Lords, I love Jeff Burke. What an Elf Lord. You fucking kidding me? Well, I mean, the only other Elf Lord I love as much as that is Grant Hendricks, as well as Ian Marshall. I gotta admit to you, I love all the Elf Lords equally, which is a ton. And that includes Invented Knight, also known as Nikki Carroll. I adore Jake and Wyatt, who are, that's 2 names together for the price of 1. We love Jake Scoggin as well as Jesper Sylvius. Folks, those are the Elf Lords. We love them. We cherish them. Wanna be an Elf Lord? Maybe check out our Patreon, patreon.com/rudetalesofmagic. If you're not there, you're a fucking fool.
So Thick James, we cut to Thick James showing Cordelia. He goes, so it's a crossbow, but you gotta fire it fast because, and then he sets it on fire. It's on fire!
Oh my god!
Puts it in your hands.
Okay, go! Turn and I shoot it at the waterfall.
Okay, great.
Right? Because that's just a curtain that we can still see?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay. And just shoot it at the waterfall.
Okay, cool. And then what are you gonna do with the crossbow that's in your hand? What are you gonna do?
I drop it on my foot again, like I did with Kevin.
Great. Luckily, there's just ambient water spraying everywhere. It's
great.
Put out quickly. You take no damage.
Oh, shit. That was awesome.
Yeah, right?
I feel like I have a lot of... I feel like I don't need my... I feel like I don't need coffee.
Interesting. We do have it if you want it.
I would like some,
sure,
actually.
Sure.
Thank you.
Ugh, have you ever had acorn water?
Yes, I have.
It's not the same.
It is not the same.
Yeah.
Who gave you acorn water?
A friend.
Hello, nurse. I'd like some coffee, too. You can also make some acorn water if anyone so pleases.
I would like
some. He puts a tiny hand on your shoulder. My man, never make anybody acorn water.
Oh, I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
He puts another hand on your shoulder. My man, don't always listen to me.
The Bonesby walks out of the room, and he sort of flourishes his cape, and he says, where is the coffee?
Rodeo brings you guys each a pot of coffee. Drink it.
This is good. Shit, if we're planning on going to murder bandits later, we're going to need to be good and juiced up.
Mm-hmm. They like you guys. They wanted to impress you, so they made way more coffee than they needed to.
Good guys.
Yeah, Rodeo goes, yeah, everyone drink up.
Thank you, Rodeo.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Rodeo.
Come Dangle walks out of his own room. He's got a towel, like, low down the waist. You guys now see Come Dangle and Bello have very similar builds now. Come Dangle is, like, he is completely shirtless. He's got his towel pulled, like, maybe a little too low. You really see the gutters or whatever. He has an arm up against... Oh, the cum gutters.
The self-gutters.
Yeah, the self-gutters. He has an arm up against the door frame. He goes, all right, who's ready to go to Scrum North?
I'm ready.
DeBonesby takes his last gulp of hot coffee that steams and splashes and stains brown liquid across his rib cage as it goes down his throat. And he says,
where does it go?
Let's go. Well, you can't see because he's wearing a shirt.
Oh, boy. That's a nice dodge. You know what? For that, I want to give you an inspiration die for that.
Yay!
That was an excellent answer to that question.
I've thought about it.
It's you get the extra die.
Thank you.
Calm Dangle's like, all right, let's lead the way. He says to all the boys, he's like, Shitty and the boys? Shitty looks up and Shitty says, like,
I think I want to leave this life. I want to be a chef.
Come Dangle says, tomorrow! grab your stuff, we're going. Because for right now, I need a theme song. 30 minutes later, you guys find yourselves on the road. You're all walking in tow. What you didn't know, though, was this group has a tamed bear. Ruined Man is sitting on its head, just pointing forward. The bear seems to be following wherever Ruined Man points. There's like an unspoken bond between this bear and Ruined Man that, like, you can't quite discern, but something is definitely, like, going on there. Rodeo is on its back, and Thick Jame walks proudly next to it with you guys. It was just sort of unspoken. None of you guys were allowed on the bear. It just sort of, like, wasn't a discussion, but Shitty and the boys are also on the bear. The bear is, like, it's probably, like, two bears. It's, like, bigger than a normal bear. But it seems, I mean, this is, like, big dog energy. This does not seem to be a dangerous animal to you at all. Anyway, you're all walking, Come and Thick Jame are walking with you guys. They've been engaging in an excited small talk about what you guys are gonna expect at Scrum North. So Thick Jame says, "So you're telling me there's a group of bandits there? You gotta cut off the head bandit's head?"
Yes.
That's what he said. He said we had to bring it back to him, and then they would let my parents go.
Do we even know like what this head bandit looks like?
What does he look like? Are they human? Are they elves? What are they?
I have no idea. I haven't seen these bandits. I've just heard reports of them.
Like, like maybe we'll get lucky and we'll just, like, find a head on the way, and then we can just bring that head back and be like, oh, this is the head bandit. We killed him.
I'm just...
Oh, Bello. I have a question. Mr. Dangle, what is your interest in taking out these unknown to you bandits? Is it just another adventure for your adventurous days? Or is there something else?
I'll tell you what, it's something else.
Oh.
I have no quarrel with these bandits, just as I have no quarrel with you guys. But I do know the way from here to there is pretty dangerous, and I want to see you guys complete it.
Ah!
Thanks, my dude.
It's an obstacle course.
Not quite. There's just one obstacle.
Huh.
Oh, is it another manticore?
I won't be pedantic.
Sure, yeah. No, there's one. Okay, there's one obstacle on the course.
No. I was being shitty. I was taking myself out of it.
No, quiet. We're here. You're at the you guys are at the edge now of a canyon. Come looks up and he goes, "I'm Come Dangle and this is Stampede Canyon." Silence. He looks at Shitty and the boys. "I'm fucking You just hear me say it? I'll do it again. I'm Cum Dangle, and this is Stampede Canyon. For reasons unclear to me or anybody in the area, there is a constant stampede happening at the base of this canyon. Hundreds, and I mean hundreds of cattle are constantly stampeding back and forth. I don't know who's feeding them or who's riling them up constantly. But I'll tell you this for damn sure. If you go down there, you get fucked up.
Is this the only way to scrum north?
That I'm telling you about.
Come.
Wait,
really?
Why? I thought we Come. Were friends.
We are friends. This is how I show friendship.
DeBonesby drops his hand. It's attached to like a little cord that he has on his belt, so that he kind of just... He almost plays with it like the same way that like a monk would with their like, you know, their rosary is what's happening there. So he drops it and he just looks out over the stampede and he's like, and they're just
Ruin Man looks at you
just staring
while you're doing this. Ruin Man puts a normal size, for an orc, pretty big, hand on your shoulder and says, "Are you contemplating the canyon?"
"Yes, I am."
"I recommend you don't."
"Oh yes, I could see it's very easy to get lost in it."
"I used to be normal man."
Oh, I see.
"Brother, there's no light at the end of this tunnel."
"I'm getting out of here."
"All right."
How wide across is the chasm?
It is too wide to jump, I'll tell you that. It's about 20 yards.
I don't suppose any of you boys have got a spell book with a levitation in it?
I got a jump spell, but it only triples my jump length, which isn't like 20 yards.
Cum goes, "Wow, boy, sounds like you guys are in a real predicament, unless I have a solution."
"Oh, good."
Oh.
"Cum, my man, I am all ears."
You better be. He's like, "Actually, you better close those ears right now." He puts his hands in his mouth and does a whistle. As he does this, five wolves emerge from the forest.
Ooh.
Whoa. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah, you guys can talk to the wolves.
I cast speak to animals.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, guys.
Great. The head wolf looks at you guys and goes, "I'm a wolf, and this is listening to what Cum says." A little raccoon makes the like,
Oh, wow. This is intense. Cross species. I love it.
What I'm going to need each of you to do is get on one of these wolves. We got a wolf for each of you.
Uh-huh. What if I just become a wolf?
Huh, I guess you could. He does. He like looks at one of the wolves, and the wolf like its eyes get huge, and it sort of like it puts its tail between its legs,
oh,
and it's sadly.
"Oh, hey, no! I'll get on the wolf. I'll get on the wolf."
The wolf looks at you, and goes, "No, I understand.
No! I want to get on you.
You just do it because you feel bad for me.
Hey, look at me.
No, look at me. I'm going.
We can be friends.
I can take a hand.
What's your name?
Well, you don't care.
Yeah, I do. I
feel bad.
I asked.
You're not gonna like it.
I want to know.
My name's Bello.
Sorry, my name's Bello.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Stir-fry, the wolf's name is Bello.
Now that's ridiculous.
Why are you telling Stir-fry?
I don't know.
Me?
He just likes that stuff. I don't. You're right.
The wolf's gone.
All right. No, I insist.
That's fine because I would feel more comfortable riding a wolf that I know, Bello, than one of these stranger wolves.
No, the point was that
another wolf. Like its eyes get big and it starts to back away.
Leave, wolf!
Take a hint. I know what I'm not wanting.
Wait, if we're taking turns riding friends, I want to try.
Oh, yeah, good call. Sorry, you can go.
No, you've already got hooves for running. I've just got these bony shins. I get to ride Bello.
I can't run across the canyon.
Nobody is riding me.
Well,
I'm not riding a wolf, then I am solo.
Well, my wolf left.
Whose fault is that?
Yours.
I get on a wolf.
Yes, you started this
entire
thing.
Who's on a wolf? Albie's on a wolf.
Yeah, I'll get on a wolf.
Okay, Cordelia's on a wolf. You got a dire wolf. You're good.
Hell yeah.
I am happy to ride a wolf.
Stir-fry's on a wolf. What's the situation here?
Bello wild shapes into a wolf.
Okay, your wolf is gone and spoken for.
Frederick swings a leg over Bello.
Okay, cool. Frederick's on Bello.
We've done this before, friend.
I don't want you getting comfortable.
I doubt we will. That's a terrifying canyon.
Cum looks at you guys. There's no need to worry about anybody getting comfortable. This is going to be a deeply uncomfortable challenge.
Oh.
That's right.
This is the whole challenge?
That's right, it is. The Stampede Canyon Challenge. All right. right, so how this is going to go down is we got 1, 2, 3, 4 riders on 4 wolves. Those wolves are going to jump this canyon. But how are we going to get wolves to jump 20 yards? With me, as always, is Thick James, who's holding a ruler. Thick James pulls a ruler from out of his shirt, and Thick James goes, "All right, my man, I got a ruler in my hands, and what I'm about to do with it next will shock you."
Oh, God.
Stir Fry, you are, I'm going to have you, can I have you roll a dexterity saving throw?
16.
Okay, great. You are in you're in good shape because Thick James, he puts a hand on your shoulder and says, "My man, honestly, good luck." And he pulls back and he smacks with the ruler as hard as he can. He smacks the wolf's balls that are like hanging down.
Oh my God.
Yeah. causing the wolf to yelp and run at the canyon, leaping across the canyon. The wolf clears it. It clears the full 20 thing. Sir Fry, you land on the other side successfully of Stampede Canyon.
Okay. Bello gets out of wild shape. Yeah.
My dude. Frederick falls to the ground.
Follow my bony butt. Hey.
Sorry. Come, my dude.
Yeah.
What?
I'm come dangle, and this is the Stampede Valley Challenge.
Bello. Oh my God, Bello, your balls, Bello.
Okay,
do we have a problem?
Yeah, Bello calls out in wolf.
Yeah.
Bello, please come back.
Bello, he like sort of winces out and goes, "Oh, all eyes are on Bello now, aren't they? Bet you really value me now, don't yous?"
"I always valued you."
"You did?"
"Yeah."
"Oh, I love you." "Hop on, buddy."
"Thanks, dude."
Great. Thick James, unsure of what happened there, he just rears back and smacks Bello the wolf right in the balls. "Oh, yikes! Right in the family jewels!" And he runs full speed. Just run. You have to, you know, it's like you got to fight to stay on this guy. He's really amped up. He clears the canyon. It's a beautiful moment.
Whoa!
Yeah, you land on the other side. No, my balls.
Sorry, Bello.
It's not your fault. Come Dangle goes, "All right, whatever. Here we go." To Cordelia, can I have you roll a dex saving throw?
Yes. Oh, 19.
Great. This is going to, thank God, you guys are getting great rolls here.
No, I'm so scared.
Thick James winds back, smacks the wolf right in the balls. You hear...
The dire balls.
The dire balls.
Thank
so you.
You
hear that wolf go, "Whoa!" And he charges full speed. "Whoa, Nelly!"
He charges horses say.
Full speed. "Shut the fuck up!" He charges full speed. He clears it easy. He gets like past where these guys were waiting on the other side. He's a dire wolf. It's easier for him to jump this. He lands on the other end and goes, "Ah, my balls! Right in the family jewels!"
As Cordelia sails over Bello and Stir Fry, she hears Bello ask Stir Fry, "Hey, did you notice if Albie was being a little weird last night?"
Oh, I gasp and look down at Stir Fry.
"You know, big bed. It was a big bed. Might have been strange for her."
Fucking anime timing is like you're in the air. They're having a conversation. You
and
overhear
then I
it.
I smack my forehead like, wah, wah.
I allow it all.
Generous lord.
Frederick, at this point, your wolf has sort of sheepishly... headed out from the other end. You can't hear what it's saying. It's just sort of, it looks at you expectantly.
"Do you want me to ride, you wolf?"
The wolf looks at you and says, "I would love that."
"Ah, excellent. And I mount it."
"Aha! I'm a wolf that can, he gets hit in the balls." can I have you roll a dex saving throw?
10.
Okay, this is a way messier. It runs, and it's as it shatters, "Oh, my balls, everyone can hear me. My balls have been hit with a ruler. Wait, I speak common." "That's right, I don't speak wolf. I don't know what these other wolves are up to. I don't relate to them." As it jumps across, but it's been spending so much energy just talking in common that you're sort of jostled, and you got a 10, you make it, but you are thrown onto the unders. You sort of are like holding onto the wolf for dear life, and you slip, and you're under on the like undercarriage of the wolf. which lands. This is a horrifying experience for you. The wolf lands on the other end.
I just bounce and clatter and spin and get dust all over my robes and say, "Ooh, how undignified."
You didn't like it. I didn't like it either. I'm going into wolf retirement. He runs away into the woods.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Good wolf.
Thank you.
And just maybe the experience of, you know, being in a strange place with all these strange men might have made it feel a little bit uncomfortable, but I'm sure she's
fine. Oh, yeah,
fine.
I get it.
But you know what? I bet you she appreciated how kind and nice you always are to her.
On the other side, Cum looks at you, Albie, the last one. Well?
Well?
I guess this is goodbye.
Thanks for your help.
You're very welcome.
Do you think that my parents are going to be okay?
I hope they are. I don't know what's going to happen, and I can't make any promises either way.
Thanks, Cum.
You're very welcome. I think I'll miss you most of all.
Really?
And remember, on the way back, there's a path just about like a mile to the east of here. Thick Jame rears back and smacks your wolf right in the balls. Can I have you roll a dex saving throw?
17.
All right, this one works too. Your wolf just charges and charges and runs. You leap, the two of you, you leap across the canyon. And as you, 17, that's enough. You can like look back. You see all of the boys waving at each other, except for Ruined Man, who sort of like, he scowls at you and he does the little okay sign beneath his waist, which you see.
Oh no!
Which means that one day, if you ever see him again, he gets one free hit.
Bello runs right up to the edge of the canyon and is waving back to them furiously. Okay. He's just shouting, "Goodbye, Cum! Goodbye, Thick James! Goodbye, Rodeo! Goodbye, Ruin Man! I'll never forget you guys!"
As you say this, Albie and her wolf land directly on you. The wolf is like, there's like a big tumble. It's like a cartoon of just like a big cloud of dust with like wolf legs and like deer legs and fucking tiefling horns and tails, everything going out. You guys finally, you land and Albie is on top of Bello. The wolf looks at you guys and in wolf only you hear say, the wolf say, "What a scandal," and run off.
Bello heard that too.
Oh yeah, Bello hears that too. Sorry, I forget that you have it
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So Cordelia and Bello hear the wolf say, "What a scandal," and run off.
And I also forget that Bello can speak to animals. And I yell, "I know, right? Aren't they cute?"
Albie doesn't hear it. Albie hasn't heard anything. She's just like chest to chest with Bello and their faces are like inches apart and she's just staring at him.
Anyway, stir fry. So that wolf just noticed.
Yes.
Oh, wait. I'm supposed to be quieter when I'm whispering.
Okay.
So that wolf.
Yes.
Noted.
Yes.
That they're.
Yeah, everyone knows it. Oh, everyone knows it.
Not everyone.
You hear from the other side of the canyon, Thick James call, "My man, from this side, I hear what you're saying. Okay. You are just a bigger creature than you think you are, and thus more resonant."
Oh, thanks. I'm going to take that also sort of as an internal thing.
It was meant as a compliment.
Thanks.
But also a sort of a corrective.
I'm kind of going to miss you and kind of going to be relieved.
A common sentiment. I hear it all the time.
I'll be afterward. Feels like forever, sort of like licks her lips to like keep her mouth from being so dry, and then she says, "I'm sorry, I touched your shoulder last night."
Oh, I didn't mind.
Albie gets a nosebleed right in Bella's face.
Projectile nosebleed.
Oh, so much! Oh my god!
I'm sorry!
Just 5 feet away, DeBonesby is just watching you silently.
Bello rolls out from under Albie and is just covered in blood.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why it happens every time. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I just, do you have like a napkin or something?
Albie takes all her tunic again and hands it to him.
Fry and Cordelia are looking at each other in bafflement.
This is a hot episode.
Holy shit.
No, you need this. I'm not going to wipe.
I don't know why I did that.
It's fine. Just take it back. Just take it back.
Okay. I put it on. I put it back on. My nose is still bleeding.
No.
Stir-Fry and Cornelia are like hugging each other, watching.
What's Frederick up to?
Frederick turns away from the two of them and walks up to Stir-Fry and Cornelia and says, "Have you two noticed?"
Albie, her nose has finally stopped bleeding. She just kind of rubs the excess away from her upper lip and then rubs it off of Bello's face as much as she can.
It's okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. No, no.
You're disgusted by me.
No, no.
Yeah.
It was just an accident.
You think I'm gross?
No.
Everyone
gets nosebleeds.
Yeah, I get them bad.
It's okay.
Do you think I'm gross?
No.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry I took my tunic off and tried to use it as a tissue.
It's okay.
I didn't mean anything weird by it.
I know.
Okay. Do you think I'm weird?
No.
Okay, what do you think I am?
I don't know what your deal is.
Oh, she just throws up.
Oh, she ate the bad berries. I thought we pointed those out.
Are you, like, hungover?
No, I didn't even drink.
Can you need me to hold your hair back?
Yeah.
As that happens, you hear behind you. So you guys have all been sort of facing the canyon. You start to hear some strange, sort of like inorganic, like clanging sounds behind you.
Oh my gosh. Albie like pulls her, she like yanks her braid away from Bella's hands, and she like takes a fighting stance in front of him and sort of, without thinking, just caught up in the moment, like, puts her other hand on Bello's chest to sort of, like, I'm protecting you.
Well, you, as you look in the other direction, you see that there's still woods. This is sort of like a clearing in the teenage woods. You're still in the teenage woods. It's been 100% of the story in the teenage woods so far. You're still there. You see over the crest of, over the tree line, you see the crest of a building of some sort. It appears to be like a, almost like a, an old, it looks like a, almost like an abandoned, like a ziggurat or like some sort of like very old, like pyramid shaped structure.
Do you think that's Scrum North?
I think so.
All right. I'm going to pull my arms away from these guys and turn around and look too.
Albie's hand is still on Bella's chest.
Yeah, you all see the same thing.
Come. Are you tricking us? Come. Are you tricking us?
If you look back, you can see that the gang has all run off. They're not there anymore.
Stir-Fry, I don't think we should be too loud.
I haven't learned that lesson. In 10 episodes, I won't learn it now. Hello?
Episodes?
Okay, on that, on hello. Hmm. On that, no, 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 on that hello, you hear it. You hear it echo 4 or 5 times, and then 6 times, and then 7 times, and then 8 times, and then 9 times, and it's getting louder and louder each time you're hearing, hello, hello, hello. It never changes each time. It is always the same, but it's just getting louder and louder and louder.
Are they Kankus?
Oh, no.
Is it just the echo from the canyon?
On canyon... 8 Kenkus emerge from the woods. They all greet you. They have like spears drawn until they see Stir-Fry.
In a fit of sort of like shock, I cast that minor illusion that's just a Kenku running. That's like Stir-Fry running in a little cube.
Great. They look at that. They look at Stir-Fry. They look at that. They look at Stir-Fry. One of them, each of them look a little different. I'll differentiate them as we get to it. But one of them in the center, who is just a little bit smaller than the others, who has like a white streak going down the middle of his head. He looks up. He looks at the illusion, he looks at Stir-Fry, he looks at the illusion, looks at Stir-Fry, points at Stir-Fry, and says,
I'm sorry, I have to go now. I have a new life.
Bello gasps, oh, Stir-Fry, wait, that talking bird sounds just like our talking bird. You know these guys?
Yeah, I know these guys.
Ha ha, yes. Quite the rude tale indeed. That was Ali Fisher as Cordelia, Carly Monardo as Albie, Christopher Hastings as Frederick de Bonesby, Tim Platt as Stir Fry, Joe Lepore as Bello, and Branson Reese as everything and everyone else. Rude Tales of Magic is produced by Taylor Moore at Fortunate Horse. He sounds nice. See you next time, weary traveler, when you most desire even more Rude Tales of Magic.
The sky is a dark, almost charcoal gray and heavy with rain. There's a chill in the air. It's morning in the soaking valley. The city jail and police station is roped off like a crime scene, because baby, that's exactly what this is. A fish-headed man is giving an indignant statement to an overwhelmed-looking cop. Two of the other surviving cops stand outside the exit uneasily. One of them shivers beneath a blanket, his hands trembling as he clutches a lukewarm cup of acorn water. The other takes a drag off a cigarette. They seem unwilling or perhaps unable to meet each other's gaze. The smoking cop drops his spent cigarette onto the cobblestone street. Before he can step on it to put it out, a large black leather boot covered in buckles walks across it. The boot belongs to a towering figure dressed all in black, its face obscured in intentional shadow of a wide-brimmed hat with a cape trailing behind it. The figure walks confidently towards the jail, never breaking stride to even acknowledge the cops. It ducks through the ropes and walks slowly inside, standing as an enormous silhouette in the entryway. The tall figure casts its gaze on the frame of the door. It slowly removes a black leather glove to reveal a large, immaculately groomed human hand. It runs its finger over the hammered iron door frame and brings the finger to its nose.
Blood.
An elderly human with kind eyes walks up to the figure.
Oh, very good, Joshy. What kind of blood, though? Otherwise, why are you smelling it?
The figure coughs and straightens himself, adjusting his cape.
Gorilla blood?
Oh, close. That's gonna be Sasquatch blood, though. You're doing great. The figure takes another sniff.
Oh, right. I got thrown off because of the...
Now, I'm no smelling expert, but from over here, it smells like you got some diluted healing potions mixing around in there.
Oh, right.
And what does that tell us?
It tells us that the Sasquatch was healed.
It tells us somebody was trying.
But if we look at the splatters down the hall here, looks like that little setup got a little silly goosed out of her, didn't it?
The figure crouches down and picks a louse up off the ground. The woman smiles.
Okay, this is fun. What do you think the story with that little fella is? Is this a bed bug? It's more of a head bug. That's a louse. And it looks like it's looking for its friends. Let's take a walk, Joshy.
The two of them walk deeper into the jail. The older woman takes out her notepad and begins jotting things down.
Oh, looks like we got ourselves a lice king. You remember the last time we saw one of those, Joshy?
No.
That's right. Last one of these we saw was an ant king. Makes me think there's a, Where are you, little fella?
The old woman makes a clicking sound with her mouth. The sound of whining and scraping is heard as Spilled Milk rows himself over to her.
Oh boy, this is an anti-magic creature. And unless my records are mistaken, which they're not, little guy's unlicensed. These officers are in for a real talking to.
Is that why the Lice King...
Not exactly, but it couldn't have hurt. This Lice King isn't really gonna be magic unless you count teamwork as magic.
Yeah, I guess in a way I do.
And I love that about you, Joshy. But the official capital stance on teamwork's that it's peachy.
Not that it's magic. Oh, okay, okay. So, you remember all those gnoll footprints we saw on the way in here? You remember who those belong to, right? The Sodium sisters? Sodom. Those are the sisters from Piss Harbor. Been up here for about 5 years now. You gotta read the paperwork. And who was the fella they were working for? Scrum Marvelous. Joshy, you have so much of your mother in you. She'd be so proud of how far you've come. But not quite. This fella's name is Scrum Fabulous. I think he's the one we need to be talking to. But right now, we gotta find this Lice King and see if it's learned to talk yet.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.